Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in the Minecraft movie?
Boy, he yearned for the mud. Yes. He dig a hole.
Sure did.
And then that hole, it's too big.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He goes to Minecraft. Mm. Then time passes.
Yeah.
And in the real again, four other people who don't look like they yearn for the mines, but fall into Minecraft.
Yeah.
And then they meet Steve in Minecraft. And Steve's like, together we can work together to get you out of Minecraft, but this is my home. But first, there's a great evil, because Minecraft is all about creativity and building whatever you want and doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
But there is the Nether. Yes, the Nether. And they hate creativity, and it's full of pigs that hate each other.
Yeah. The Nether, you say?
Yeah.
Why are pigs so uncreative?
I don't know. I think this is a very funny decision they've made. And then,
because the Nether's thing in the game isn't that
it's just another place to go.
Yeah.
Like in
not pigs?
It's full of pigs. It's full of pig people.
Okay.
Because it used to be full of, in one of the updates, it was just pig zombies, and now there's pig people. Now.
Yeah.
That's
nice. So they've cured their undeath.
I suppose. Well, I think there's still pig zombies, so they're struggling.
Yeah.
But I think it's very funny for Minecraft to be like,
it's just dangerous in there. You can still build in there.
Yeah, exactly. People build bases in the Nether. And I don't think there's any implication that the pigs are like, this whole movie feels like is someone was like, we got to make a Minecraft movie. What are we going to do? And someone saw the Lego movie and was like, that, right?
Mm, yeah. We've got blocks.
And like, that's about creativity. And I guess so is Minecraft, but I don't really know if it works.
Minecraft is about building a house that sucks next to your friend who has spent too much time in Minecraft and their house is awesome. And then you make it your mission to make sure that they have a bad time playing Minecraft, because every time they do anything, their house explodes.
Yes.
Or it's flooded. Yes. Or it's full of lava, lots of options.
Anything that would make the person you're playing with's time worse.
I have a question, because I've never played Minecraft.
Sure.
It wasn't for me. Not for me.
Okay.
Looking at this, like, yes, the Lego movie, where it was all about, creativity, you can do everything, whatever. Watching some, like, look, I don't think the visuals are gross in the trailers. I was like, it's something. It's interesting.
Sure.
I like that it's all, like, kind of blocky and, looks
Do you like
nice.
The Jack Black looks like shit?
No, not him.
Yeah.
He looks like shit.
He looks
not,
like
not
shit.
The humans.
Yeah.
My question is, why did they decide to be, what if humans go into the fake? Why didn't they just do what the Lego movie did and be like, hey, we're set in Minecraft realm?
I honestly don't know. It was weird as well, is that they have released like a bunch of adventure games, and even possibly a TV show about Minecraft Steve and Alex and stuff just like hanging out in Minecraft. Like, they could have done that.
Yeah,
or they could have done
Minecraft Legend. There's like a Telltale Minecraft game.
Yeah, I think that's
But it's not actually Telltale, I don't know.
But it's like Telltale. Then there's also like a Diablo Minecraft game.
Yeah, that's Minecraft Legend.
Maybe, or something.
Yeah, it looked all right. Never played it, but I'm like,
it looked
enough.
I thought it was pretty fun. Just very easy, but like a good time.
Well, that's fair, because Minecraft is for babies.
Yes, that is true.
No, just kidding. You can
be
an
adult baby. It's fine.
Yeah.
Redstone, dude. That's like engineering.
Yeah, dude. People make full computers with redstone.
Yeah.
You ever seen that guy who made Minecraft in Minecraft using redstone?
No. Was
well,
it good?
Well, he did it. Who cares? it was pretty good.
Redstone is...
Redstone's like a...
It's a mineral in the game, and it's used
used to make signals, basically. It's like electricity.
Okay.
You can use it to make currents, and then people use that with, like, logic interfaces and stuff to program shit, like make
calculations. So is it a very, like, rudimentary, like, on-off thing?
Yeah.
And then they added a bunch of switches that can give you, like, variations and like on, on, off, 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 on, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of cool.
People do very clever stuff with it. It's very cool.
All of my favorite memories in Minecraft are just hassling your friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they've got this farm of blue sheep. What if I dyed all the blue sheep green?
Yeah.
And they
hated
all my memories of Minecraft and you is my friends coming to me and being like, Douchress wrecking the game. And me being like, I don't care. It's just not my, take it up with him. It's not my problem.
Yeah, they all build elaborate houses and I built a whole house. I was like, one of my houses in all.
It is cool to play Minecraft, this game like designed around creativity. But like I guess you're griefing, quote unquote, but it's also more like you're just a horrible gremlin living in the woods.
Yeah,
well, we should all fear.
Most of the time, yeah, it'll be like in the mountain, there'll be a thing you stand on and then, cause like I can use redstone.
Yeah. I'll make a trap or whatever.
It'll be like you stand on this thing and it reveals a hole and then you walk into the hole and then you drop into like a pool and then my house is in front of you.
Yeah.
In a cave and I've started an underground farm because I think it's funny to upset the animals by making them live in a hole.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
My greatest Minecraft memories are playing with a friend who would just because this is the classic, you know, and they make jokes about this shit on TikTok. The classic Minecraft experience, especially as an adult, is one of your friends is like, why don't we play Minecraft? And you're like, God damn, you're right. That game rocks. And then you get together, you start, you're all very optimistic. You play for 3 weeks and then you, at the end of the 3 weeks, never play again for like another 4 years.
Yeah.
That's my experience with Minecraft these days. But whenever that happens, one of my friends will just disappear. And then eventually you'll just be in the woods and you'll find this horrible tower. It's like a chicken torturing facility.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you're like, oh, there's been man-made horrors beyond human comprehension happening in the woods the whole time. That's awesome. Why is he doing this?
I don't know, but he really hates those chickens.
A machine designed to slaughter chickens, yeah. It's good.
It's not unlimited creativity, and he made factory farming.
Factory farming,
good. That rules. That rules.
And I've got
everybody.
Another friend that's factory farming to benefit everybody, but this friend's mostly doing it for unknown frightening reasons. So that's, but yeah, because I've been playing my, you know, on and off. I haven't played Minecraft for years, but
it back today. Go home, download
Minecraft, get back into it.
Yeah.
But I played on and off since like 2011 or something.
Yeah.
Maybe even earlier. Like I was. Probably in high school I was playing Minecraft, I think, you know? I don't care about it. I feel no nostalgia toward it or anything, but...
It's a bold call that you're playing Minecraft in high school.
When did it launch?
I don't know, but we graduated in 2009.
Yeah. Let me find out when Minecraft was invented.
You said 2011, before.
Let's find out if I was just pulling numbers out of my ass.
I hope it's like
2011.
Yeah.
But I was playing really early builds, so I don't know if that's the official release. That's like 0.1.
2011's our first year of university, because as long-time listeners of our podcast would know, we had a gap year.
Yes, that's true.
So, okay. All right. Well,
2009, first public alpha build.
Oh, there you go.
So I think you might have
been playing it in high school.
Yeah.
There is a chance that you could have.
I was at least playing it just out of high school because I was playing very early alpha builds with friends where you could do nothing.
You did a lot during your gap year?
Yes. I was a busy man, dude.
I had a full time job.
Yeah.
So did he.
I worked.
He was Minecrafting.
I was playing Minecraft. And I was also street fundraising during
that time.
That's
true, you were.
Full time?
Yeah.
Never mind then. Please continue.
I would go and get spat on by the public
for
trying to get donations for cancer research.
I got offered a call center job yesterday. I was
nice,
so close to taking it.
It'd be so funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. It would probably heavily impact the amount of podcasts I appear on this network.
That's fair.
That's
very true. Because it wasn't a casual position.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. What a funny change of career.
Sorry, dude. I work in a call center now. We can record based on speculation, but it has to be after 6.
Oh, okay.
And I have no commitments to anything else.
Okay.
Okay, man. Cool.
Do you want to see a movie?
Can't.
Sorry.
Busy.
I'm yearning for the phones.
Why would he do this?
Huh.
I've been playing a long time.
And then in 6 months, I can afford a house and you can't.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That's why he did it.
he got me good.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems unhappy, but he's unhappy in something he owns.
Yeah. I'm unhappy in something I run. So yeah, he does have me there. Yeah.
But now he doesn't get it because sure, he was paying like money to like the landlord and that sucks. But now he's paying money to the bank.
Yeah.
And that sucks as well.
yeah, that's true.
But then when you're going to be happy.
Damn if you don't.
But no, it sucks.
But then when you get sick of giving money to the bank, you say, take the house back. I don't give a shit. I'll buy a different house.
I was going to say, like, oh yeah, when you get sick and you can't afford like your payment, then they take your house.
Keep it.
I wasn't doing anything good with it.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I think a weird thing about this movie is how, I mean, at least by the trailers, how desperately they want to explain Minecraft to you. In a really weird way. I saw somebody made a mod for Minecraft where every time you do one of the things Jack Black explains, you hear a voiceover of Jack Black explaining it in the game.
Yeah, I get the idea as if you're an adult man or adult sort of like producer of this thing being like, well, we have to explain what the Quasball does
because you don't.
It's the Quasball just
that's
throw
a Quasball.
You know, as opposed to like, hey man, don't touch that. Those are rare. And then he throws the thing, and then he teleports.
Yeah.
I mean, what could that have done? I need someone to tell me explicitly what that will do.
That's an ender pearl.
Yeah.
You better
not throw it, or else it'll teleport you to where you. Oh, you throw. You did it. You did the thing I just said, and then it showed that. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. I without that explanation,
I would be so lost.
So
lost. What's weird about that is like, and I think this is the big question I have about the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
To whom is this movie pitched? Because
so just
fans of engineers.
If I was a fan of Minecraft.
Yeah, you just want to play Minecraft.
This movie would piss me off.
I think
I know these things.
I think the explanations are probably just real heavy in the trailer. They will be in the movie, but I think they'll be spaced
more
out
space
enough.
More space between...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hope so.
Yeah. It's otherwise...
Well, because again...
It's just going to be them running around and being like, we got to build... It's just going to be a classic kids movie of like, oh, fuck. Yeah, that's right. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Fuck the fucking
films.
Pigs from hell are coming to fucking kill us and fucking piss in our skulls.
Yeah, that's what a kid's film is.
But it's going to be like the fucking Mario Brothers movie. It'll just be like they go into a weird world and then the weird world gets explained to them and the next 45 minutes is them doing
experiencing
the weird
world. Yeah, I get it. I don't know.
And then they learn to love the world, and at the end, they're sad to say goodbye to Steve.
But they have to say
goodbye.
They
have to say goodbye to Steve, and then Steve says,
"You can come visit anytime you want,
whenever you like."
I'm putting money on the fact that the last could be a dream because of end poem. The ending of Minecraft is a poem.
Yeah, it kind of implies that it's all a dream.
Okay,
but I think that's probably pretty outdated at this point. My prediction is the end of the movie is going to be they're going to defeat the guys in the Nether, but then they're going to be like, there's another dimension in Minecraft called the End, and they're going to be like, well, thank God we saved the day, and then there's going to be the Ender Dragon behind him, and he's going to be like, scratch that, and then that'll probably be the next movie, which I don't think will get made because I don't think this will.
I'm assuming that they solve the problem by bringing creativity to the pigs.
I guess so.
And the pigs start like making shit.
Yeah,
and then they're like, you're a good pig, see? Because the pigs want to create shit.
Yeah, that one was doing
that one was
drawing.
Doing a drawing, and it's just that warlock pig stabbed him.
Yeah.
So presumably...
That warlock pig's name is Big Chungus, I think.
Big Chungus?
I think so. Okay. Or it's something Chungus. Okay. It's definitely Chungus.
Sure. Well, either way, Chungus is going to die, or they defeat him with the power of love.
Yeah.
And they learn to be creative. And sure, I think they're then the same thing of like... Oh, well, we've, brought creativity to the underworld and everyone is like now making, let's see what a pig farm looks like, but not like a pig farm,
but like
a farm
designed
by
a pig. Pigs. Yeah, yeah.
And then, they'll be like, and then they stumble upon another portal.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we gotta go to the end
more problems.
Now.
But yeah, we're not going to get that.
No, but I think it's weird. I think that you got two audiences that I would be pitching this movie at. One,
the people,
the fellas who are my age.
Yeah.
Who maybe have a lot of Minecraft nostalgia.
Yearn for the mines.
Who yearn for the mines. Cause I think there's kind of two generations of like Minecraft guys. There's the old school Minecraft guys that have been playing since like Alpha Build or whatever. And then there's like the more modern younger
babies
who like know it through Twitch and stuff like that. So I think if I was pitching this movie, I'd be like, well, I'll pick one or the other and I'll either make like a kind of Lego movie where it's like, oh, there's like an emotional core here about like what Lego means to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or I'd make it like the Mario movie where even though the Mario movie did explain stuff to you, it was also just like, I don't know, more dynamic and more, less like, you know, at no point was Mario like, that's a Goomba. This is what a Goomba.
Yeah.
I feel like every line in this trailer has the vibe of when Rick Flagg explains Katana's sword. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So I don't know. It feels like it's not
this
aimed at any
of them.
This is
a Goomba. You better be careful. Yeah. The souls of the people he killed live in his feet. Goomba's scary.
It's only Mario a million times over. No, but yeah, this movie feels like it was aimed at like a hypothetical person who's never experienced Minecraft before. And is like...
Okay, so me.
Yeah, but is like also 8 years old.
Damn.
The hypothetical, mythical 8-year-old that doesn't know what Minecraft is.
Yeah. I was like, is it aimed at like maybe the, say, the parents who are like, I don't know what Minecraft is, but this is a kid's film.
I gotta bring my kids to see it.
I'll take it to see that, and then I can also maybe try to relate to them.
Do you
think? What about, okay, this is an insane pitch for like your audience.
I'm listening.
Okay, so the children love the Minecraft.
Yeah.
They yearn for the mines. They've been playing this on Twitch, all this kind of
stuff. Yeah.
And there's a certain like a certain population of like sort of adults who have also played Minecraft. They know what they're doing. But there's also that like subsection who have not played Minecraft, but they have kids.
Okay.
And this is and they're like, I want to. This is to connect to your child, watch this Minecraft movie, and then you can talk Minecraft.
So in the car ride home, you can say, hey,
you
have an elder
pearl or whatever.
You were paying attention to that. You got an elder pearl, Jessica?
Yeah.
No, is that not what it's called?
Is that what it's, what's it, you
well,
know the
I
one?
Well, I fucking tried, and then you turn up the radio.
Yeah.
Radioactive. Drowning out your yelling child with radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I like that in this situation, you yell, then you turn the radio up and you're like, I'm drowning out my yelling child.
Sorry, if daddy fucking tries to connect you for once in his fucking life. Radioactive!
It's time for daddy to go to his happy place. Radioactive! God, I wish I was seeing Imagine Dragons right now.
Yeah.
Then the camera sort of pans out to like it through the windscreen. You got an Imagine Dragons t-shirt on and cap.
Yeah.
It involves Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, my van has been like spray painted.
It's a van. That's awesome.
Airbrushed Imagine Dragons.
Even if that wasn't airbrushed on it, the zoom out to reveal it's a van changes the dynamic somehow.
Being in a van, like, have you, when you were
driving your kid to go see the Minecraft movie in a van.
Oh, I can afford, okay?
No, but like...
It's daddy's work van.
Yeah. Did you ever go in a van when you were a kid?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Kids don't understand
kids
that
vans.
A van is... Mm. I feel like you have to get a bit older to be like, that's a weird...
Kids love... It's funny... You know, like the classic, you know, oh, kid, free candy in the van.
No, just
you don't need to say
that. Hey, kid.
Free ride in the van.
Hey, kid.
Oh, a van?
Sauce this van?
Well, get in. It's a van.
To be honest, that might work for me, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, van. Oh, we
are. Okay.
Yeah, vans are exciting.
We moving?
Are you saying like, it's like enough to pay you to get in the back of the van?
As long as I can get in the back of the van. I got no interest in the front of the van. Front of the van's just car, but worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me get in there. Tied down, and you just take some corners.
How exciting!
This rocks.
I'm guessing that they think with the Minecraft movie that they're threading the needle between the ages of people that still currently play Minecraft being the children of people that grew up playing Minecraft.
Yeah, I suppose so. Mm-hmm.
But ba-boom.
Yeah,
it
really doesn't feel. And another weird thing. So,
Also, I found out where you pulled the Chungus thing from.
Yeah.
So on r/shitty movie details.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is a bad start.
Yeah.
Because that is mostly just bullshit.
Bullshit, yeah.
But...
Was I tricked by a shit post?
I don't know.
Because
it's a photo of a page in a kid's book that was like, oh, the first adaptation of a Minecraft movie is out. And they call the leader of the Piglin army General Chungus.
Okay.
Now... Because of where that image is located and the fact that nowhere else is talking about it, is that a Photoshop?
Probably.
Probably. But also no one's being like, it's not obvious. That, yeah.
Because also that's the kind of dated meme that you could imagine them doing for a movie like this.
Yeah,
but I don't want to be one of those guys that's like, I've been called out and I'm like, yeah, but it's crazy. That could be real.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. I mean, I could probably find out if I wasn't trying to read about it whilst doing a podcast.
Yes.
What should they name it if they want to go for a more
current meme? Mm. Wojak.
Wojak's probably just as old as
Wojak
is.
Wojak's dated, dude. Could Wojak's on the way out.
Rather than just go for like, you know, a meme, they just, you know,
no, it has to be a meme.
Pork joke.
Yeah, it has to be a
That's
meme.
That's too cute and clever.
Okay, I'll go back to my folding.
That's
like, because when you, I guess, slaughter a pig in Minecraft, and they get
into the
bacon. They make cookies.
Yeah, but if you slaughter a piglin,
it turns into nothing.
Okay.
There's some shit with the piglins where you trade them gold for something.
Mm. Yeah, like the villagers.
Yeah, but like with the villagers, you give them emeralds.
It depends. They all want something different.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want like.
They're like, give me 3 sticks and I'll give you one diamond. And you're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're the stupidest villager in the world. I'm going to build a cage around you.
Time to go to prison.
Yeah, I'm going to put a sign up that just says, fuckwit villager. And then everyone's going to walk past and be like, oh, this is the fuckwit one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so hey, I am, what company's making this? Warner Brothers. Yeah. Warner Brothers. Okay.
Oh, it would be Rizzler. You'd have to just call the pig Rizzler.
Yeah.
Or Big Justice. Pig Justice!
Pig Justice.
Big Justice.
But then sort I will of. Say, this, mm-hmm. other than possibly the name of the piglin chief being possibly Chungus, very little pop culture references in the trailer.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Another thing I was going to say that I think is really weird about this movie. So Jason Momoa's character, I assumed was like a Twitch streamer.
No, he's a garbage man.
But no,
He's not.
That was my explained. But he is a guy who was good at video games in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like a character from the Adam Sandler movie Pixels.
Yeah. Or who's the guy who's like, I'm so good at Donkey Kong or Pac-Man or whatever. But then you're like, you're a fraud. He's like, no, I'm not.
Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's got they should have put him in the movie.
Well,
Billy Mitchell should have played Steve. He's got such a fucking awesome head to look at.
Yeah,
he looks like a.
He looks like a psychiatrist that lost his license.
Yes.
To me, he looks like...
That is a specific vibe.
His hair's so funny.
Show us. Reveal him to me. Oh, brother.
Yeah, see what I mean?
He looks like a villain from Die Hard.
He does. Look, I know what you mean. He's like a psychiatrist who lost his license, and then he, wrote a book that's, like, the psychology of...
Gaming.
I don't know. I feel like that's a weird. I guess because I was like, oh, maybe he's a Twitch streamer and he's like a not a Minecraft streamer because I guess that wouldn't make sense in the world.
He only streams snowboarding games set in the 80s.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just like a weird. Like that would be like irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
And then you know that's the thing, kids don't give a fuck about a guy who played Donkey Kong in the 80s.
No,
that's as distant to. Us as the to them is fucking bad are to us.
Vaudevillian acting.
My God, thank you for saving me there.
No worries, mate.
So I think that's a weird choice.
Yeah.
I think
it's a really
weird movie they've made to advertise Minecraft.
I am like okay, so. Your Warner Brothers has come to you.
Yeah.
And they're like, for some reason, we love good decisions and pissing away money.
Right.
Yeah. So, hey, we want to make a Minecraft movie. You guys are, you're basically a target demographic.
Okay.
You guys played Minecraft when you were in high school, the alpha build.
Mm-hmm.
What are you making?
I think
you can't say you're not making the Minecraft movie. Okay?
They put you in a saw trap. There's a saw trap on your head. It's like, make the Minecraft movie or a drill goes into your
brain. You can't accept a drill.
drill me.
It's easy. Drill
me.
Done.
I think I would make... It would
have to be all animated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All animated. You just make the fucking Mario movie.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's animated except Steve in... the movie's not a guy that goes into a hole and is in Minecraft.
You just have him wash up on a shore somewhere.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he goes through, and then he helps the villagers save the day against the Ender Dragon.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go like a little more, not adult, but you want to aim at that other target demographic, you do like a, kind of like a Barbie movie where it's like, it's set in a Minecraft world, like a server, and all of the players, that it's like nobody's played this server in a long time, but the server still exists, and they're living a Minecraft life, but maybe the server's getting corrupted because nobody's played it in a long time. And then slowly these
two guys log back on and like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on here?
And then slowly by saving the Minecraft world.
And then you find out one of them's divorced and the other one's a murderer.
Hang on. This movie rocks. But only through, you never see them, just the way the chat log on the Minecraft server. Did you know, I murdered my wife, murdered.
And then, LeMayo, my wife left me.
Two no wife guys.
Yeah.
Could you do something like, again, harping back to your more recent experience with Minecraft, how it's just like,
chicken torturing movie?
Yeah. But no, you're logging on, like, oh, yeah, we'll do this for whatever. But like, almost like a... it's not a coming of age kind of film, but like this sort of, trying to rekindle with like that, friendship that, that you might have lost.
And
like a group of friends coming together and do this kind of stuff. And it's all, done in the Minecraft realm. But again,
high school reunion, but in Minecraft because you're all ugly and you don't want to go.
Interesting. That's more fucked up than I was thinking. No, I was thinking more of it.
Everyone's
like,
square in Minecraft.
Kind of like a Little Miss Sunshine, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's like, oh, the perhaps there's a beauty pageant, but they all do this because, was it Steve Carell? Like, almost killed himself from depression. But it's kind of like...
Is Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Steve Carell is the dad.
Yeah. Steve Carell...
I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Is it dad? But yeah.
Steve Carell's the uncle.
Yeah, he's depressed.
Oh,
he's depressed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so the kind of thing...
Grandpa's dead and...
Paul Dano has my head.
Paul Dano has your head but can't see. So what else is going on?
So something like that where it's like,
who taught that little girl that routine? Is it grandpa?
Grandpa. Yeah. And then he died.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to what, pervert?
No. There's a great scene where he's like, to the Paul Dano, he's like, let me give you a piece of advice. Fuck lots of women. Don't fall in love. Don't fuck the one you love. Just fuck like crazy. And Paul Dano's like, I love Nietzsche.
Yeah, I think at that point, is Paul Dano not talking?
Yeah.
And then he just starts screaming fuck because he can't see right.
Yeah.
Damn,
what
dude.
A good movie.
Great film. Something like that.
They're in that band.
Where it's like, the setting is Minecraft. But we're talking about, something like just something.
Uh-huh.
Anything about the human condition.
I think
we can't make movies about the human condition anymore.
Are you crazy?
Yeah,
apparently. Unless you want to make $50.
I guess.
Maybe like, $75.
Yeah. $75.
I think you could do like a father and son movie where like it's like maybe a distant dad, but then they connect through Minecraft.
Dad's make Tron. Dad's lost in Minecraft.
Okay, here's the premise. Little kid and dad are distant. That bit's live action.
Dad's dead?
No, shut up. Shut the fuck up. They're distant. They don't talk. Dad's too busy doing business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And his kid, who doesn't feel like he connects emotionally to his dad, he's like, he's made something in Minecraft, something really cool. And he's like, Dad, can I show it to you? And his dad's like, I don't fucking understand this radio! But he's like, I don't care. I don't understand. This is fake. It's not real. Why aren't you joining the football team or doing something worthwhile with your life?
Why don't you invest in stocks?
Yeah,
you know, we love stocks.
Business like your dad.
Is good.
And then the dad feels bad about yelling, and maybe the dad's wife is like, hey,
you
should go check on your kid or whatever. He goes in, he sees the Minecraft. At the same time lightning strikes, he gets sucked into Minecraft. And then his kid's got to go into Minecraft too. And even though he's not the football star, his skills at making blocks and redstone has helped his dad save the day. And his dad's like, oh, my son's not a piece of shit.
If we kill the Ender Dragon, then the server, then we roll credits, Dad, and it's going to kick us out of the server.
And his dad sucks at Minecraft, but then slowly, we get montage, his dad gets good at it. Funny scene with the villagers or whatever. There's his maybe sister and mom are on the outside trying maybe to
clicking, yeah,
yeah, clicking. Yeah, yeah.
They're just clicking on shit.
He maybe starts like, you know, flirting with like, you know, a villager or whatever. Ah. And it's like, Dad!
Dad, come on!
Yeah. Mom's watching. Can't you see all those clicks?
Or maybe he's a divorced and that's why it's
Minecraft. And then they bust out and it's like, hey, son, you're not a piece of shit. I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah, not a piece of shit. He learns that maybe he needs to, you know, for once in his life, listen.
Exactly.
And maybe he reconnects with his wife, he's like,
I never want to play Minecraft again. And then smash cut and they've got a server together. You got any diamonds, son? You piece of shit.
Give me those fucking diamonds, kid. I'll kill you. I'll kill my own son. I don't even care.
Minecraft is the only thing that matters to me. Ever since going in, I've changed.
I will say that great pitch. That's also the plot of Space Jam 2 and New Legacy.
That's it's a plot of very a million movies.
I was going to say, it's very 80s coded as well.
Yeah,
it's a very 80s film.
Mm. Well, yeah, because unfortunately, I think the state of cinema is such that the current Minecraft movie is a very 2025 movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if Jack Black's there going,
Shabow! Wow! What redstone? Yeah!
If you notice
Fuck
this
you,
as well.
Kyle Gass!
I would have thought it was funny that you said that someone should have killed the president, Kyle, but I'm on Joe Biden money now, so that's fucked up. I quit. You're fired, actually.
You're fired. I don't quit. You quit.
Yeah. How many years? How many years of friendship? Kapow!
Down the drain. High kick.
Yeah. It wasn't funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
Also, isn't Jack Black a big autism?
Yes.
Autism speaks.
Yeah. He's a big autism speaks guy.
Yeah.
I have a question. Okay,
it's basically what if it's like
it's like a charity, but it's a charity that's got some extremely incorrect views about autism.
It's more like a charity that's like, rather than hey, let's help out families that may have autistic kids or be affected by autism.
Yeah,
it's like, what if we together we can find a cure?
Yeah,
it's more that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if your kid's having, like, a freak out, sit on him. That kind of thing.
Throw him in a bag and roll it around. Yeah.
Music by Sia Energy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And Jack Black, I think you're right. I mean, I might be wrong in that, but I think he's a big...
Well, I mean, look, only, like, a couple of tens of thousands. Jack Black, autism.
But, yeah.
I don't know. It's What is it? Like, it's the milkshake duck or whatever. Yeah, yeah. The more we learn about people, the more you're like,
I think it's terrible anytime people like a celebrity. I think that's your biggest mistake. To ever see, like there's a crazy thing I saw the other day on Instagram. Somebody doing web comics about their imagined life for Luigi, what's his face, who killed that CEO?
Yeah,
allegedly
killed that CEO.
Dude, he didn't even have a gun.
Allegedly,
and also he was here recording a podcast.
Yeah, dude, he was with us at the time, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, he's always been the fourth member of Baseless Speculation.
Yeah, that's not even alleged. That's just a fact.
That's just how the show is. But I was like, that's like, yeah, man. I think what he allegedly did is awesome. but I think it's crazy to be like, I'm gonna write like this fictional life for this. Because he's a guy.
He's
like, you don't know
guy.
What he's, you don't know what you're going to find out about him.
Yeah.
Like,
he's still
man.
A guy.
Autism thinks that our vaccines cause autism. Mm. That's one of their big things.
Yeah, fucking sick.
You should
autism as a disease. They made a short movie called I Am Autism. That's awesome. Oh, I've won me back over with that.
I just, like, I don't know. It's so crazy to me that, like, again, nothing is meaningless. Yeah. Everything is just full of lies and bullshit. But it's like, you know, this whole thing of, like, well, you know, vaccines. Like, we're vaccinating more people, therefore it causes autism. Yeah. You're like, well, no, we're just testing more. But also, like, and also the everything you're basing this off is this one cunt who has lost his license.
Yeah.
The where it was published was like, we have to take, you know, where we
this
retract.
This is incorrect.
That.
We've got to
this
retract
so,
it. Yeah.
Like, how do you, I mean, I guess you're wrapped up in your own bullshit to be like, no, I can't ever stop this because my whole identity is this. And you just, what are you doing?
Keep like half walking it back. We strongly encourage parents to have their children vaccinated for protection against serious diseases. We recognize that some parents may have concerns about vaccines, potentially if they're, particularly if their child or relative has autism. We urge them to find a health practitioner who will consider their concerns. And then 3 years later, Each family has a unique experience with an autism diagnosis. And for some, it corresponds with the timing of the child's vaccines. But then they're like, but vaccines
we
do
not... We ain't saying it, but we're saying it.
Oh, no, but then they say...
yeah.
So they follow that up with, at the same time, scientists have conducted extensive research over the last 2 decades to determine whether there is any clear link between childhood vaccinations and autism. The results of this are clear. Vaccines do not cause autism. But when you're opening the...
Don't say but.
I don't know. But was me. But was me. Oh, but was me. But when you're opening your statement with, we understand that, you know, personal experience trumps science.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man.
Anyway, do you think Jack Black loves them, I think.
Do you think there was a time where Jack Black, like, we could have been very excited to see Jack Black in this movie? When was the last time you were excited to see Jack Black in something?
When he pops up in the Pauly Shore classic Biodome with his now ex-best friend Kyle.
Yes, dude.
Well, let's go through... I'll go reverse through Jack Black's filmography. Because,
like, I remember when Jack Black would be, like, a... not a draw card for me, but,
when,
like...
When did Fuck Her Gently come out? Like, the Tenacious D song.
Yeah. Song?
I reckon around that kind of era.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, that, like, the Brutal Legends.
Yeah, yeah.
Brutal, sort of, like, right. That kind of, like...
That was like D for,
Jack Black Mania.
Yeah, like this is like 2011, 2012, maybe?
Yeah.
Fucker like, Gently is way before that, I'm pretty sure.
I think like, that kind of music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that sort of era, like when no one was like this maybe sick of
yeah. School of Rock?
School of Rock. I was like also, more recently, like it just has been like, okay, yeah, no. Oh, no, maybe now we're a bit sick of him.
Yeah, it was very, like,
kind of Fuck Her Gently came out in 2001.
Wow! Whoa. Okay, all right.
So did Tribute.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
And Peak of Destiny, their movie, that was 2006.
Okay.
I remember seeing Peak of Destiny. Yeah, Brutal Legend would have been...
Brutal Legend, the game?
Yeah, 2007, I want to say.
No, probably, it's an Xbox game, so...
Cause like
an Xbox game that everyone hated, because, 2009, they hated because it tricked them.
Oh, did it?
How did it trick them?
I thought people liked it.
People liked it, but they didn't know it was an RTS.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because they're like, it's a heavy metal. I think people just expect you running around as Jack Black.
As Jack Black killing people with a guitar. Yeah.
And it's an RTS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. It becomes an RTS. Like, as in, it starts like that, and then it becomes an RTS, I'm fairly sure. Huh. Yeah, it's a third-person action-adventure game incorporating real-time strategy elements.
Yeah, people were not happy.
I think I have it. I might play it.
Yeah.
I'll report back based on speculation heads. Anyway, Jack Black's filmography.
Because like Kung Fu Panda, right? Everyone liked that.
Skadoosh. Yeah.
Shallow Hal. Right?
Shallow Hal needs
You're doing this the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, Minecraft movies this year.
God, yeah. Shallow Hal. Hey, what if fatties were nice?
Sometimes if fatties get a nice heart...
Yeah.
God, what's that? Jack Black. I know you're attracted to this person, but they're a big fat fatty?
Whoa.
Like a fatty fatty boomba. Jack Black, calm down. They are a fatty fatty boomba.
Don't panic, Jack Black.
But Do you not know this?
In the end, he learns to love fat people. Pretty sure. Doesn't he see a little kid with cancer and they are beautiful to him?
No. He sees his big fat fatty heifer.
Yeah.
Because she's caring for people with cancer. Like, yeah. It's a fucked up film.
Yeah, but no, doesn't he see a little kid with cancer and he's like.
No, because she's like caring for, like, yeah, she volunteers.
Yeah, no, but
because
he's got the Tony Robbins disease, he's like,
oh, yeah,
what's wrong
right.
with those kids? And she's like, they're very sick.
It's a burn victim.
It's a burn victim.
Yes.
And yeah, you know, because burn victims, disgusting. I don't want to look at them. Yeah. You know, they've been burned and everything.
I can't feel empathy for burn victims. I remember in that movie, George Costanza's got a tail.
He does have a tail.
And then in the end of the movie, and this is really weird. Because he can't find love because he's got a tail. Because he's a freaky little guy.
Yeah. And then
he meets this woman, and the woman has a hairless dog.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you like that? And she's like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And the dog wags his tail, and then he wags his tail. She's not fucking the dog, George Costanza.
Yeah, but maybe she does want to fuck the dog. Do you ever think about that?
Maybe. Maybe. So he was in Dear Santa as Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That movie got nominated for a Razzie. That's
so
cool.
The other movie that's coming out this year.
He's been nominated for a couple of Razzies.
Yeah. So Yeah, the premise of Dear Santa is that someone writes a letter to Santa, but they misspell Santa, so it goes to Satan.
Mm, okay.
And then Satan responds.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's never been done before.
Yeah.
So Claptrap in Borderlands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That one, I think that was like definitely people are being like, please shut up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He does have another movie this year, which is a reimagining of the 1997 movie Anaconda.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I think this
is Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, Steve Zahn. Zahn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What? I'm trying to think. When
as in Ben Lee's wife.
Oh yeah, okay. Cool.
When he started, maybe it was during COVID.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm gonna just start doing Twitch.
Mm.
And he did like a little trailer or whatever for it, and it looks like he's playing a game, and then he just like breaks and stops, and he kicks everything down, and it's all been a green screen, and he's like, I don't know what an Elgato is. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing. And like, I reckon that was the moment where everyone was like, oh no, he's like, you know,
yeah.
he's a gamer just like me. Yeah.
And he's like, you know, his son and all that, he's doing like a bunch of stuff with him. And everyone's like, oh, this is like, you know, hey, maybe, yeah, he's just a friendly guy.
Yeah.
I think that was when it, you know, could stay.
Yeah.
That was our like best Jack Black moment.
I think you're ideal. Right.
Actually,
at that moment, I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Now, the more I see him and stuff, I'm like,
shut up.
Actually, yeah, I think the Super Mario Brothers movie is the moment that things fell off a cliff for him.
You reckon?
Yeah, because prior to that, like, he's in the Weirdo Yankovic movie. He's in Apollo 10 and a half. The Jumanji movies.
Oh, yeah.
People like them.
People like them. They made a lot of money.
Right.
The Goosebumps movies. A couple of movies that no one's ever heard of or seen, including Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot and The Unexpected Race.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Bernie in 2011. That's a great movie.
God, that movie's so good.
Yeah, Bernie rocks.
Hey, small town. Remember like 20 years ago where someone killed someone for real? Can you do a talking head about that? Yeah, fuck the person who dies.
Yeah, I'm glad she's dead.
She was a nasty old piece of shit.
Sometimes it's fine.
Mm. It is crazy. Like,
what were her crimes? I don't know. She was just mean.
She was just annoying.
She was such a bitch.
I remember with the Super Mario movie,
it
was like all of these casting choices are insane, but everyone was like, oh, Jack Black will be good. We probably said the same thing. Like, Jack Black, great.
To me, it was like, oh, yeah, Charlie Day's Luigi was going to be weird. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know what it is. But seeing every scene in the Minecraft movie that has Jack Black in it makes me upset.
You know what? He needs to just tidy up.
Yeah.
His beard makes me unhappy.
Yeah, I see it.
I think if you remove that beard, I'm happier.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the beard.
It's the beard for me. I hate he can have a beard, but I hate how it like flays out.
It's
on
very
the side.
Messy. It's very messy. Yeah. Beard. Yeah.
I don't know if it's the beard. I don't know. I think it's just like overexposure maybe of the same kind of shtick.
I do feel tired of the Jack Black shtick.
Like, he's only been doing like 2 movies a year, and even then he didn't do anything from 2020, 2021, 2020.
You know, what's weird about him in this movie, and it's not like I care about the sanctity of the Minecraft movie, really, but like, he's just Jack Black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it, because if you're like, well, who the fuck is Steve?
Yeah.
Steve, who the fuck
anyone.
Is Steve?
But like,
I'm asking it.
Still, when I see Jack Black just being Jack Black, I'm like, okay, so it's just Jack Black. I mean, like, I think what makes Bernie so great is that it's kind of Jack Black playing against type a little bit. Like,
yeah.
He's a very like sweet kind of just kind. Gentle sort
yeah,
of man,
not
in it.
Bombastic.
So yes, it's kind
that's
of.
That's why I liked him as Paul McCartney in War Card, the Dewey Cox story.
I think maybe that to me is where I kind of fall down, because you're like, look, there are actors out there who they just play themselves, or they just play a variation of themselves every single time, and that's what they're doing. Mm. And then when you see them do something else, you're like, oh damn,
you're like, oh my god, you got range.
And I think, like, you know, or it's like, oh, I like that kind of person. They just do that thing, and I see their movie once in a while, and I know exactly what I'm getting, and that's
you're
fine.
Vin Diesel. So.
Yeah. And you're like, cool, I know exactly what I'm getting.
Jason Momoa is annoying in this movie too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
He's trying to cash on his Fast 10 hype, where he's like, I'm flamboyant now.
Why? You may maybe not notice this, but in the trailer, why does he make this face constantly? Ooh!
Yeah, because he's shocked by how crazy
Minecraft
is.
But it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Hey, brother, if you put me in the Minecraft world as me right now, I'm making that face the whole time.
Ooh. Ooh.
I get it.
It doesn't sound like you get it, because like I'm doing that nonstop. I'm seeing a pig get hit with a sword and then turn straight into bacon.
I get it. I do want to eat the Minecraft chicken. It does look tasty.
Oh, yeah, look, everything looks
the
delicious.
Square chicken?
Yeah,
square
man.
Square chicken looks good. I would give that.
Give me that square chicken.
Yeah.
So I think it's like that, right? Because like Jack Black, I mean, sure, he's only doing maybe a couple of movies a year or whatever, but they all, it's just, what's
same.
The difference between
Jack Black,
Jack Black as Claptrap
versus Steve versus Poe?
Poe's different. Poe goes skadoosh.
Kung Fu Panda 4, one that I think everyone hated.
Why'd everyone hate Kung Fu Panda 4?
Because it had a new screenwriter who wrote a script that, like, ignored the other three.
Didn't Kung Fu Panda 4, like, people were disappointed because they brought back all the villains, but not all the villains spoke?
I think that, and they brought back all the villains, but, like, kind of ignored the character arcs those villains had. I think in a movie that previously was quite good at, like, maturing characters and giving them, like
growth.
For kids' movies, giving them growth. Yeah. The fourth one, as far as I can tell, I've not seen it and have no personal stake in Kung Fu Panda. Mm-hmm. But people were like, wow, this one really doesn't care about the previous three.
Like, even, I was going to say, Bowser, right? Mm. Which was, you know, again, it's...
Pretty good performance. It
pretty decent performance, but there was that element of like, oh, he's Jack Black in it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm tired of Jack Black. Well, it's not that I am. I'm tired of his shtick. And I think I've been tired of the Jack Black shtick for a while, but just previously... I didn't have to think about him so much.
Yeah.
And also, he wasn't doing shit like being friends with Autism Speaks and also, you know, kicking Kyle Gass out of Tenacious D for something awesome that Kyle Gass did. So, like, I don't know. So, it's like, it kind of feels like I'm like, well, as a man, I've sort of soured on you and I don't have the tolerance I used to.
Yeah, look, fair.
For your, like, your fucking bullshit. But yeah, Jason Momoa, also annoying. Something about Jason Momoa walks this very fine line for me where I'm like, maybe you're okay. Maybe you can do some interesting. You piss me off. You're actually not the. Oh, maybe. Feels like he's. That there was a period of time where Jason Momoa had like a great performance in him.
Mm.
But instead, he's done a lot of franchise slop and.
Yeah,
we've missed that opportunity.
It's kind of like, I don't need to hone my craft because I can slop it up and get some sweet coin.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like that.
He could have gone
feel
the,
like,
oh, the,
cool,
the,
what, where's,
the,
he, where's he going with this? Can he, you know...
He could have gone, what the hell's the other wrestler's name?
John Cena.
No, the other one.
Batista?
Batista. He could have gone the Batista route. And Batista, by all accounts, is like, okay, I'm locking in and being an actor.
Yeah.
But Momoa never really did that.
Was he
same with Dwayne.
Was he a wrestler?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dave Bautista was.
No. Batista was. Momoa wasn't.
Not Batista.
Not Momoa.
Momoa, because I was like, did he start?
Momoa. If Momoa's been an actor the whole time, that's sad to me.
Because he was in Game of Thrones. That was his big sort of like breakout, right? And like his
no,
being,
he wasn't.
I don't think
what
he was.
The fuck?
You're getting him confused with. Either Batista or John Cena.
No, in my head, it was like, these are the four wrestlers. It was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Batista, John Cena, Jason Momoa.
Oh. Are you getting Jason Momoa confused with... Fuck, what's his name? He was the only part that's gonna... He's in Hobbs and Shaw as a cameo. God, I'm the only one in the room that's going to know the answer to this. Yeah. So
I literally, I'm not even like trying to answer the question for you. I've just started looking at Jason Momoa.
Tribal Chief, WWE, why can't I remember his name?
Ric Flair? I don't know, man.
No,
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Undertaker.
People are screaming at me.
Kane?
No, laid up.
Mankind, Nick Foley. Steve Austin.
Oh,
Jesus, man.
This is killing me.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns.
Nice.
Dude. Look at it. Google a picture of Roman Reigns.
Okay.
No, trust me.
It's not him, dude.
Trust me.
I'm telling you
trust
right
me.
Now, dude. I don't know who the fuck you're talking. I don't know this man. Here's what happened.
Look,
to
he
me.
Does look like he could have been a wrestler.
Jason Momoa
and
is
Roman Reigns.
Such a bad
have...
actor.
Okay.
That I was like, oh, he must have been a wrestler at some point. Mm. And I was like, oh.
That's
so
rough on wrestlers.
Yeah, dude.
Well, hey, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Is he a great actor?
Batista is.
That's one.
John Cena, I reckon, is in the middle.
John Cena seems like a laugh.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's not necessarily a mark. I'm not saying that they're bad actors all, but I think it's hard to make the transition because wrestling requires different shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Similar, adjacent shit, but different shit. And if you're a Batista type, you can tone it down and you can find that place. But if you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you say,
you cannot.
I'm never going to be able to do that. And Jason Momoa acts like Dwayne The Rock Johnson acts. So in my head, I was like, he must be a wrestler. To find out he's not has rocked my world.
Yeah, he was acting before, but he got his break on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Where he just plays a hunky man who cannot really speak.
Yes.
I was going to say English, but I guess Westerosi? Yeah, you're right. You're like, okay, so he did his big break as just like a hunk of a muscle man. And you're like, what's he going to do next? And then he gets Aquaman. And you're like, yeah, I guess.
Okay, then.
It's
sure.
Fine.
Hey, want to hear something awesome?
Yeah.
One of John Cena's first film roles was playing Fred's dad in Fred
this.
The movie.
Yeah.
You remember Fred from the early internet?
Nah.
That kid that sucks.
His deal was that he screamed a lot. That was kind of the thing. Okay. He did. Yeah, if you look at Jason Momoa's filmography, it's just franchise slop.
Yeah.
Like, literally until, like, he does a couple of things, and then 2016, it's like Batman v Superman. Mm-hmm. Then it's Justice League.
Yeah.
Lego.
He was in,
It's like very little.
He was in some
Netflix
thing.
He's in Dune, I guess.
Where he plays, like.
Yeah, he's Duncan Idaho.
Is he good in Dune?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Duncan Idaho has a certain je ne sais quoi.
He's got a sort of schwa de vie.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Like, I haven't seen Dune, so maybe that would change
he's
my
good in that,
Jason
but then
Momoa.
Again, like, everyone's good in that.
Yeah.
I think it's more to
that
do with the director.
Should be a criticism on an actor. Being like, they were good in this, but everyone else is good in this.
No, what I mean to say is that I think, like, a lot of actors are generally as good at performance as whoever is directing them.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And so I think, yeah, like, you know, he can get a good director should be able to get a good performance out of, like, anyone, and it kind of shows in Dune.
Yeah.
But then when you have all the directors that he's been working with, let's say, they are also franchise directors.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And ultimately it's like, are they directing or do they give a shit? Are they saying something?
Getting a movie done, yeah.
You're like, hey, slop?
Slop? Slop time?
You want some slop?
Piggies?
You like slop clop?
Yum, 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 yum.
Anyway, John Cena's filmography truly is all over the place.
But John Cena seems like I'd love to go to the pub with John Cena.
I like his, like,
night out with Johnny Boy.
He lent into comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, now, like, he's lent into Netflix slop.
Well, yeah.
Everyone has to. He's an Argyle.
Yeah.
From Argyle? I didn't see Argyle.
Me neither, dude.
He's in Ricky Stenicki. That was filmed in Greensboro.
Yeah,
whoa,
dude.
That's crazy.
Is it Cockblockers? He was
yeah,
that
movie's good.
That. Yeah, okay. Like,
he's really good in that scene in Trainwreck he's in.
There's that interview he does for maybe Vice where he, like, someone's like, what's your favorite movie? And he just, like, mentions, like, a porno or something.
That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Was he good in Doolittle? He voiced Yoshi.
Who's Yoshi?
Who the fuck?
Which Doolittle? We talking?
It'll be the Robert Downey
Eddie
Jr.
Murphy
one.
Or,
we're talking the Robert Downey Jr. one where he pulls the thing out of a dragon's asshole.
Haven't seen it.
Honestly, dude, I remember no other scene.
He's the polar bear who wears
I don't know.
Onesie thing because he's always cold.
I couldn't. I saw that movie with Alexi, dude. Yeah. And
No, sorry. He wears like a beanie.
All I remember is the dragon scene and looking at Alexi's face in the cinema and us both being like, what is happening? Like,
yeah.
He's good as Peacemaker.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that show.
He's good in Bumblebee, isn't he?
Yeah.
I watched half of that movie.
Okay. Hard to judge.
I guess for me, it goes Batista, John Cena, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Momoa, in terms of wrestlers turned actors.
Yeah.
You know what Jason Momoa should do? Become a wrestler. Honestly. Yeah. Mm. Go in the other direction. Has anyone done that? That's an awesome move.
Andy Kaufman? Kinda?
Well,
in a way.
He paved the way. He's a trailblazer.
Yeah, Andy Kaufman, he was like, hey, I'll fight my critics. Also, I'll fight women. Thanks, Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
But it was
rigged.
I don't know, it was all maybe.
We'll ask him when he reappears in a couple of years.
Exactly, dude.
Exactly. Come on, he didn't die of cancer.
What's his name? They're making the frickin' frogs gay.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is Andy Kaufman.
You seen that?
It wouldn't line up age wise.
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense.
But it's awesome to think that.
Well, because going back to one of the very critiques we had about the trailers is that it's like very explaining, bashing us over the head with hey, exposition.
Bill Hicks, not Andy Kaufman. Sorry, go on.
But hey, maybe we need it. Maybe we need it. Maybe the movie going audience needs exposition because media literacy is through the floor.
They're just doing it's the Netflix thing.
Yeah.
You know how they move Netflix movies, they like instructed that they need to explain everything every 5 minutes because people aren't watching the movie.
Yeah,
because that's all it is.
Everything is designed to be second screen.
Yeah.
Because people only want to focus on TikTok now.
And it's a second screen movie. That's
texting their dad or whatever.
I know if you've seen this, maybe in a sister show, Thumbcram, she might discuss this. Yeah. Who knows? But I don't know how abreast of the situation you are with the game Disco Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
But wonderful stuff that's happened to that whole studio. Absolutely beautiful. It's like life imitating art.
Yeah.
But their next big brain move now is to release it as a mobile app in you can for the TikTok gen, gamers.
Smart.
So
smart.
You can get it on your phone. They've new voices. They've got everything they've changed it all so it's more consumable on your phone.
Yeah.
Damn.
Great idea.
Real cool shit.
That's
real
awesome.
Real cool shit.
Somebody should buy it's one of those big networks should buy us and do that to us.
Yeah.
Do that to Sans Fans Radio.
Oh my god.
Well, that's what this is for.
Yeah, exactly. We should be every 5 minutes re-explaining what we're doing.
Yes.
Anyway, so the Minecraft movie, we think that it looks questionable, but let us know in the comments. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you
think? Minecraft, are you building a block or are you destroying a block?
Yeah.
End the dragon or you end the dragno?
Is this going to be building towards an incredible franchise or have they shat the bed?
Yeah.
And
on the count of three, we'll see our ratings. 3, 2, 1, 10.
10 out of 10. Stars that we, stars.
That we always give to everything on this show. And don't forget, we'll be giving $1 million
to every subscriber
who reshares this.
Like and reshare so that we can give you a prize.
A prize of $1 million. And we're going to play a quick game of wavelengths. So I need the thing to do it.
Wavelengths, he says.
It's a TikTok thing.
Okay.
It's like a game that two TikTokers will play together or sometimes depending on...
Duet this.
Duet? No, you can't. It's not a duet.
Damn.
It's not a duet.
Damn.
They both have to be in the same room.
But we can say duet this.
We can say duet this.
Duet this if you... having a good time. Okay, you fill in the blank space.
I'm having good time.
Now that's virality.
Now that's the you say a challenge.
The basal speculation, you say a challenge, okay?
Yeah, 90% of you will get it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm having good time.
I'm having good time.
We're all having good time.
So remember, share your A challenge with us.
Share it with us.
You won't believe how many people can't do this.
It's, wait till the end of the video for a big reveal.
Big reveal.
Big reveal.
Big reveal.
a Minecraft movie, which is what it's called. Cinemas soon.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Sponsored SpawnCon. Now, Joel Zammit,
yes.
With baseless speculation, we often baselessly speculate on upcoming films, the political climate, so on and so forth. But another thing we do is we get emails.
We sure do.
We get people emailing in at bsboyspod@gmail.com.
That's correct. It's bsboyspod@gmail.com.
And they say, hey, baseless speculation. Fuck you, eat shit, is my email. Baseless speculation, I did the A challenge and I'm yet to receive my $1 million.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
Do it again.
Do it again.
It
must, all right,
it must have worked the first time.
I don't know how it didn't work.
So
we have one email, no name. My favorite podcast, I've been listening for years, and with each episode, I feel my chances of developing dementia gradually increase.
That's good.
True.
Two questions. Who's your least favorite director?
We've asked this before. I don't
fucking
know. The Russos.
That's fair.
I think that's what I said last time, and I'll stand by it, dude.
Yeah, well,
I think
fair
it's
enough.
Cool. I'm really tempted to watch the movie The Electric State. I'm thinking about it.
Are you gonna watch Cherry as well?
No.
Let me. Do you know about the famous Cherry scene? So Tom Holland is back from war and he's depressed about it. But there's a scene where there's asshole cam.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Are we in the arsehole?
Yeah, we're in the arsehole. We, the audience, are within the arsehole.
Okay.
And are we seeing
a finger or something? I don't know.
Okay, he's
getting
a prostate check.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting. Uh-huh. No, I just want to see The Electric State because it seems like the most vacuous movie ever made.
Mm.
And I think that's really interesting.
But also, the Russo brothers made You, Me, and Dupree.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That'll be awesome. Awesome movie.
Yeah, and it's so easy to knee jerk reaction to be like, oh, you mole, or like those people who just make bad films.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, those bad films, you can find like gems of like something in there.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like, yeah, because to me, it's like people are like, hey, here's like, it's a nothing film.
Mm.
And like, you know, it's like, oh, the director of, and you're like, I don't care.
It means nothing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like more recently, like what is being just made me like.
Russo's is a really, really good shake. Just because they are pretty much responsible for why everything looks like fucking dog shit now.
Yeah.
It is so funny to give one of the most visually interesting IPs, i.e. The Electric State and the art by, I forget the guy's name, but the movie's based off.
Oh.
You know.
I know nothing about this film.
Yeah, you will if you look it up. We've spoken about it before. He's the
on
guy.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this.
He's the guy. It's like.
I know something about this film.
Yeah, made the. What if the robots were in beautiful landscapes?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
These beautiful photos of, like, kind of commercial decay.
Is it based on the art of the guy who did Scythe, or based on the art of the guy who did, like,
Tales from the Loop. Anyway, so I think it's just crazy to give, like, such a visually interesting IP to people like the Russos who truly don't care about how a movie looks.
I'm going to say Alex Proyas.
Whoa, didn't he direct Dark City?
Yes, and then he did Gods of Egypt.
Oh,
and then
he's
also done other dog shit.
Yeah, okay,
and fine. Then he got real, come around. Because then he got real yelly and angry.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Didn't he direct something crazy before Dark City as well? Oh, he did iRobot and Knowing. Oh, The Crow. That's the other movie I was thinking of.
Again, like, he's made. Look, Dark City is, hey. Watch it again.
Okay. In one of those movies.
You know, just watch it again.
Garage Days crazy? I think Garage Days is meant to be good.
I don't know, dude. I can't help you.
All I'm thinking of is Gods of Egypt. And
that's fair.
A bad film.
I remember Gods of Egypt kind of left you in a bad mood for like about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I remember the time after Gods of Egypt. It was on your mind.
Oh, now I'm... Nah. Yeah. Now I'm thinking of Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Fuck. And I'm like, look, hey, that's, what's his name? Who directed Yesterday?
No, didn't he write it? Or is it the Love Actually guy?
Is the movie Spirits of the Air, Gremlins of the Clouds good?
It's Danny Boyle. Danny Boyle did Yesterday. And
yeah,
I
like
Danny Boyle.
No. He could be your most hated director of all time.
Maybe, because I fucking hate that film so much.
Yeah, dude.
And every time I think about my most hated film, I'm like, oh, no, no, it's Yesterday.
It's Yesterday.
I hate that film. I hate that film so much.
This is going to sound like I have made up a name.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's directed one movie, and out of my most hated movies, this one was so bad, but this is his only movie because he decided he wanted to become, stop being a cinematographer and start directing his film.
Yeah.
Start directing a movie. And this director's name is Wally Pfister.
Great name.
With a P, P-F.
Okay.
But then Ista, how you would expect.
Yeah.
And he directed Transcendence.
Oh.
But he's a cinematographer that works with Nolan.
Okay.
But yeah, fuck his artistic vision. That movie looks like shit. It's so boring.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, look.
Yeah.
It is really... Oh, Zach Braff. He's a director.
Oh, yeah. And true.
Fuck every movie he's made.
Isn't Garden State?
Yes. Garden State fucking sucks shit.
What? What the hell?
No, I actually remember...
But the soundtrack. You won a Grammy or whatever.
He made
a mixtape and won a Grammy.
I actually do know the director I hate the most.
Yeah.
You hate the Russos the most, and I blame one other guy instead. Sean Levy.
Oh, yeah.
Director of
dude.
Free Guy, Deadpool, and Wolverine.
Yeah.
He directed The Internship, which is a movie where Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson figure out the Google, how Google works.
Yeah.
He made the remake of Pink Panther.
Yeah, when we
talked about the Adam Project, which is a Ryan Reynolds movie where Ryan Reynolds goes back and is his own dad, I think.
So when you're talking about, like, director maybe who has nothing good to say.
Sean Levy. Kind of,
there you go. There
he
you
made
go.
Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
And Night at the Museum.
Yeah, dude. Two movies that floored me.
And Real Steel is pretty good.
Real Steel is the only thing he's released that I'm like, that's good.
Cheaper by the Dozen?
No.
What if...
Just Married? The Brittany Murphy and Ashton Kutcher film?
Yeah, what about
date
that?
Date Night? Yeah. Steve Carell and Tina Fey go on a date night?
Whoa.
This is where
Elite... Date Night was fine.
No, you're getting confused with Game Night, aren't you? No.
I think I saw Date Night. It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Like, yeah, it was... Tina Fey's work. Okay. Like, it was...
This
okay.
is where I leave you, a movie that I always think, oh, maybe that one's actually meant to be good.
Yeah.
Because it's like Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Adam Driver, Rose Byrne, Corey Stoll, Catherine Hahn. Nah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It tricks you into thinking it's like a Baumbach film, but it's not.
Cheaper by the Dozen is funny. It's funny that the premise is like,
what if we had 12 kids?
What if Steve Martin had too many kids? And then in Cheaper by the Dozen 2, he's like, what if some other guy had too many kids and they hung out with Steve Martin's
dude,
too many
what if you were in your 40s and you'd been just fired from your job?
Yeah.
And then you got hired from an internet company.
Oh, yeah.
And your managers are in their 20s.
Whoa, oh, dude. That will be my future. That is going to happen to me at 40, dude, except I won't get hired by an internet company.
You'll be
so
like,
you'll be fired
by an internet company and hired by, like, big money. Mining.
Yeah, they're going to put me in the mine. But canary in the coal mine style, where they're just waiting to see if I get poisoned.
Yeah. And second question, would it be fucked up if I wrote a fan fiction with you in it, or would you be cool with that?
I think that's fine.
Go nuts.
I think that's awesome.
That's a blanket statement, right?
Write fan fiction about us. I don't give a fuck.
Use our names in libel, slander, whatever.
Go crazy.
Well, actually, speaking of using things and writing things, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to...
Yes.
Aeon over on the Sandspans Radio Reddit, who turned our Hamcock rap into an actual song. Well, our Hancock rap into an actual song, but they've titled theirs Hamcock featuring Ron Gaper.
Yeah, it's incredible. Go to the our Sandspans Radio, check it out, dude. An incredible hip-hop track using our beautiful lyrics.
Our wonderful bars
that because we were spitting fire. Like, we captured some kind of magic.
Yeah, definitely.
We were cooking in the studio.
Dude.
Rhyming Hancock with, like, slam cock was just a genius move.
It was like one of those...
no, my cock's jam cocked in the car door.
Rhyming Hancock with slam cock is like one of those moments that if they did a musical biography film about us, that would be like one of those moments where we'd all look at each other like, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Slam, Hancock, slam cock. Hang on.
And then it just like cuts to, you know, performing it at the Rod Laver
to
like, you know, 80,000 people.
In to my cock in the car door. I slam cock, and the crowd's going just crazy, yeah. Dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the stage is like, you know, like stage cars. Yeah. There's like half a car. So yes. People, like they're back up there and slamming that car.
Yeah,
door.
Exactly. Maybe they're full of slamming stuff. Their cocks in the car door, dude. To get a really unique sound for the track of immense pain. Maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ha! Yeah. Ha! Yeah, dude. And we say, hey, thank you so much for performing with the biggest hip-hop group that's ever been on this earth. Sorry about your mangled penis. Yeah, Base of Speculation, the greatest hip-hop group that's ever existed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true about us.
If we get in any beef at all,
we will crumble.
I will cry on stage.
Yeah.
I promise.
But they won't ever
that.
Come back for that.
No. Will not know
exactly.
How to handle
yeah.
that.
Yeah. What are they going to do when three grown men cry?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Expecting aggression in return for your harsh words? No.
Why would you be so mean? I just wanted to make
that would change the game.
Friends. Mm. Next email is from Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, BS boys.
Sandy.
You speculate about movies mostly, but do you want to throw your hat in the video game ring and baselessly speculate what the next Xbox console will be called?
Okay.
My guess is the Xbox All, now that Xbox One has come and gone.
Okay. Hi. Okay, first of all, if you like video games, why not check out Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast where
for everyone who's up to cramping.
And boy, do we speculate on things over there. It stars me and Jackson and a rotating series of guests, but as a little treat, we can speculate on the name of the Xbox. First of all, one, it's going to be a handheld system.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
They're going to
Xbox Steam Deck.
Yeah.
It will literally be an Xbox Steam Deck.
Xbox Hands.
What about the X-Dex 1.
Mm. Keep building.
This is how
we get the Xbox Series X. By this exact system.
I don't think they'll go with portable because we've got the PlayStation Portable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the PlayStation Portal. Yeah. Nintendo Switch, Steam Deck.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, fuck. The Steam Deck was almost called something fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was, though. Well, I was speaking to Steam about it. Yeah, I'm legit.
Yeah, I spoke to Steam.
Yeah.
They gave me a Steam Deck after I said that their original name was bad, and I'm glad that they changed it to Steam Deck.
Maybe X something.
Mm-hmm. It'll definitely be X. It could even just be like, what about Microsoft? No,
Microsoft X.
I was going to say Microsoft Edge, but that is a thing.
You can't be not.
Yeah. Microsoft Xbox Hands is good.
Yeah, thank you. What about the stack? The Xbox stack.
What's another word for like portable?
Mobile?
Loose.
Loose box.
Yeah, the loose box.
The move.
What? Okay, so they're a game pop. Unless they go for like. It'd be like Game Pass.
Like
portable
game,
or something like
Jeep.
That.
Let's see, compact, movable, manageable, conveyable,
manageable,
transferable, easily carried, convenient.
But I think you want something like deck. You want something that's like a what it is.
Like,
They'll stay away from deck because of the Steam Deck. Otherwise, I give Steam Deck too many free sales.
It's not
also,
deck, it's Dex.
Dex. Xbox Dex.
Xbox.
Xbox.
Pokedex? Nintendo?
Fuck!
Oh, no. Dex like Dexies? You pushing drugs?
Yes,
Dex
we
amphetamines?
Are.
Dexies Midnight Runners? Come on, Eileen!
Huh?
Turai Urai, eh? Mm. Is that what you're saying to me now in this Microsoft board meeting? Why you got a big thing of paper towel?
I don't know. Was it to catch the cricket? Is that what you're using
it
for?
No, why do you have it?
Because it was on the ground.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Just had to pick it up for a bit?
Yeah, just had to see what was going on.
Okay.
And Garland, the Xbox Garland. Garland.
No, that's bad. That's bad.
The Xbox Habit.
I'm going Xbox Dex. Why not?
Mm.
That's my swing for the fence.
I'm going to go the Xbox Palm.
I reckon Xbox Anywhere.
Oh. That's not bad.
could be too lame for the Xbox, because they're very, like, cold with an age, usually.
They it could be something stupid, like the Xbox Series
Go.
Y or something, or Go. Or
Xbox
the
Go.
Xbox Go.
And you know what? I don't even know if they'll call it Xbox. It could be Microsoft.
Yeah,
Microsoft
true.
Go.
Yeah. Microsoft Any Pass, Microsoft Anywhere.
Yeah,
Microsoft's Move.
Game Pass Anywhere or something like that.
Yeah, it could just get Game Pass Portable, they could call it.
Because they've been leaning pretty far away from the Xbox brand recently.
Well, it is.
Look, my prediction is I hope you don't love Xbox too much.
I mean, they could just lean into the Game Pass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the game all day pass.
Yeah. Kind of yeah.
Lean into that. All terrible ideas that we've come up with.
I think, what about this? The Xbox Pass.
That's good.
It's like, what's the Xbox Pass? It's a little handheld thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bada bing, bada boom. Take it on the road.
And our last email is from Leah Hatton. She says, hello, beautiful BS boys.
Hello.
Who I would, in fact, die for, considering how many times you've brightened up my day and made me get weird stares for desperately holding back laughter and pop.
Yeah, we do that on purpose.
Yeah.
So that people look at you.
Yeah, we're trying to freak you out.
Yeah. This is despite the fact that in another universe, you boys could have been the cause of my death. Listening to last week's episode.
For some reason, I was scared they were going to say their father. In another universe, you could have been my father.
That's why he's worrying. Yeah. How old? Listening to last week's episode while driving home from seeing my mother, I was already tempted
to. Say hello to your mom for me. In another universe.
Could have hosted Rove.
and she'd know me.
Douche alive.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks so much. The fuck? I say fuck.
Joel Live.
Oh, yeah.
Joel
right.
Live.
It's hey. Not
with
Manus Live.
It's Joeling with Joel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Joel Live.
Yeah, hey,
Joeling
time for my new segment, What the Fuck? And, that's all I got.
Yeah,
thank
you.
What other segments did he have?
You had to flick your lights on.
Oh, yeah, flick your switch.
Flick your
the
switch.
Flick the switch.
Yeah.
Honk your horn. Honk your horn for Joel.
Like when we get door knocking or something?
Yeah.
Well, I'm door knocking.
Peter Hallier came on the show sometime.
Yeah, he can still come on the show. Then, much how you have the same head as
Paul Dano,
I have the same head as Peter
Hallier. You do? That's crazy.
Yeah.
In another universe.
You could have been Strawny.
He could have been my dad. And I would have been Strawny Jr.
That's crazy, dude.
I think if this gets back to Peter Hallier, I believe their ages are probably too close together.
That's a shame.
Peter Hallier can't be 50, surely.
50?
No, he's 49, yeah.
Okay, well, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So driving home, seeing my mother, I was already tempted to let the bad thoughts win and throw my car into the beautiful Dartmoor National Park landscape during the fascism tangent. But Jackson went one step further when speaking of taking baths. Upon the moment he said, and Zammit, you can choose to read this out or not, I am going to. Hey, Google, play music. My phone closed the podcast app in response and attempted to open a music app, which wasn't responding, leaving me driving in absolute silence, otherwise known as hell. I had to act quickly and get the podcast back on while driving on a rather windy and narrow road. Luckily, as this is not thumb cramps, I was moving slowly anyway and was able to get the podcast back quickly. But I won't forget Jackson's assassination attempt on my life. Which begs to question, would you die for us, the viewer? Or would you simply kill us, the viewer? Judging from last week's episode, I seem to know one of the answers.
Okay, Google, blow up the car.
Okay, Google, play Screams.
Okay, Google, play 100 hours of fart noises.
Okay, Google, set timer for 6 a.m. 2 weeks from now.
Okay, Google, blow up this phone.
Okay, Google, turn off device.
Okay, Google, overheat. Run. Okay, Google, run all programs at once.
Okay, Google, sign up for Bad Brain Boys.
Yes.
Anyway.
Hope that's answered your question.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'd die for anything.
There is no hill small enough.
My life, the value I believe my human life to have is so minimal. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to split hairs here, but on the scale of human, expansion. What's this?
What am I doing?
I would die for any cause. Yeah. I don't care.
Any and all.
Make the perfect soldier.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we're getting that neurochip in you.
Oh, dude. No, that neurochip means I'm going to die by my own hand. Because I hate what the chip's doing to my brain. Or maybe it would work on me.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
I'll find out on the front lines when Elon sends me to war.
God. You're a trooper. Yeah. Well, so if you want to find unique ways for us to ruin your Google experience, you can email us on bsboyspod@gmail.com, like all these fine individuals have done.
Beautiful stuff.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. Okay, Google, order Baseless Speculation lunch.